right. I'm going to start in with a little bit of background information on this project here. We've actually been working on it for several years at A&M. We've had several researchers working on this long-range transportation of seed cotton. I'm going to go ahead and acknowledge my co-authors, Corey Moulter, Mark Heyman, Russell McGee, and Dr. Calvin Parnell, who was just up here snapping pictures. And the reason that we had a need for this project is that, as you can see by this chart here, there's been a great increase in the amount of cotton produced, shown by this black line here, and a great decrease in the number of gin facilities available, shown by these blue lines decreasing there. So obviously we need to develop some sort of system to get the cotton where it needs to go to be ginned. The goal of this project was to develop a decision support software tool that ginners and producers can use to decide, either for ginners, whether or not they even want to open up their doors. Is there enough cotton? You know, is it going to be profitable for them to open up their doors? Or for producers, whether they should even plant the cotton. If there's nowhere to get it ginned, there's no need to plant it. Try a different crop. We're gonna focus on three things in this project: the fixed cost per bale, the transportation cost per bale, to add up to the total cost per bale. Now I'm going to show you a few different scenarios here. This scenario one situation here is for a 40 bale per hour rated gin. There's 32,000 bales available in a 25 mile service radius, and it's operating at 100% utilization. With these numbers, we figured out that the fixed cost per bale is around $33 a bale. Transportation costs are around $5 a bale, to add up to your total cost to operate of, you know, around $38 per bale. Please note, though, that these costs do not include variable costs, which are around $20 a bale. Now, for this scenario two situation, we have that same 32,000 bales in that 25-mile radius. However, we have an additional 10,000 bales around 60 miles away. And so what we're trying to decide here is if that gin decides to go get that extra 10,000 bales, is it going to be profitable enough? You know, are the transportation costs going to outweigh the profits of actually ginning that extra cotton? Some of you may have seen this simulation program. I believe it's on Cotton Incorporated's website. It's a program where you're able to put in what you predict you're going to be able to gin for the year, and get an output of approximately how much it's going to cost you per bale to gin it. And some of the inputs that we have here, I know it might be a little bit hard to see, but your gin capacity for this situation, we use the 40 bales per hour. The average number of bales per module truck, which in this situation we used 15, and the estimated number of bales in each range. And there's ranges from less than 15 miles out, 15 to 25, all the way up to 85 to 100 miles out, just to see, you know, how far out can you really go and still have it be profitable. And then also your cost of fuel per gallon, so that we can accurately depict the transportation costs. Obviously, when you gin more cotton, it's going to be cheaper per bale for your fixed cost to gin it. And we've shown that here. We're at 100% utilization for that first scenario with that 32,000 bales. It's going to cost around $33 a bale to gin it for your fixed cost. And at 131% utilization, which is with that extra 10,000 bales at that 60-mile out range, it's only going to cost about $26 a bale to gin it with your fixed cost. So you have a possible savings of $7 per bale in ginning costs. This allows you to make it more feasible to gin that extra cotton. And however, there will be additional transportation costs if you're having to transport it from 60 miles out instead of, you know, 25. So we have the comparison here of the two scenarios. For your 32,000 bales operating at 100% utilization, it's only going to cost you $33 a bale, or it's going to cost you $33 a bale to gin it. And at that extra 131% utilization, it's going to cost you $26 a bale to gin it. So that's a savings of $7 right there. However, your average transportation cost is going to go up from $5 to $7. And that's to be expected. You know, like I said, you're transporting extra cotton in. However, you still have an average savings of $5 per bale. So that enables the growers of that extra 10,000 bales of cotton to actually still produce it. And it also allows for planning of future production and ginning. You know, maybe if other growers see that this producer that was 60 miles out was able to produce their cotton and still, you know, make a good profit, maybe they would also consider growing cotton as well. On top of this simple model that we have, we also used an advanced simulation program. It's a new state-of-the-art simulation program. It's called ExtendSim. With this program, we were able to apply more appropriate distributions to the stochastic variables within this model to more accurately depict what's going on in the real world. For example, your distance. You know, it's not always going to be, you know, 15 miles out to go get this cotton or 25 miles out for this ring. You know, it's going to vary a little bit. It may be 17 miles for, you know, certain modules. Same thing with fuel costs. You're not always going to have a set fuel cost. That simple model, you put in your $3 estimated per gallon for the whole season, and that's not necessarily what it's going to be like. So we were able to apply a triangular distribution to balance that out a little bit. Same thing with bales per module. You know, the input was 15 bales per module on our Excel model, and here we were able to vary it a little bit more to account for those lower or higher producing bales. Same thing with bales per acre. Bear with me here a little bit. This is the ExtendSim model. I know it looks pretty complex, and it is, but we weren't able to hook up the laptop to show you the actual simulation because it does have animation where you could see the modules going through here and the module trucks picking them up. And each one of these blocks is an activity block. It's there for a reason. It's doing something. This first one here is a create block. And like I said, with our random distributions, we were able to add to these. Whenever it produces, you know, one module, it's gonna tack some numbers to that module. It's gonna say, okay, this module's coming from, you know, say 17 miles out, and it's only gonna produce 12 bales per module rather than the set 15 that Excel model did. And so that module's gonna come through here. I mean, we have the module trucks here that's gonna come pick it up and transport it to the gin yard. Here we have our gin yards, and then it's sent to the gin here where it's broken up into modules and or into bales, and that's where you have your output. Now, these blocks over here are random number generators, and we chose to do normal distributions and triangular distributions because that's what we found fit our data best. However, there's any sort of distributions that you could possibly need in there. There's, you know, there's a lot of different options so that if you needed, you know, to fit your data to something more appropriate, you could do that. All right, the comparison between the simple model that we have and the ExtendSim model, it comes out to the same $38 per bale. However, that simple model, you put in, you know, your number of bales. You're going to get 32,000 bales regardless of what happens. That's what you're going to have. That ExtendSim model allows for a little bit more variation. So we only ended up with 29,000 bales. And we found that more closely reflects the actual conditions. And one of the big factors that we found that contributed to that was the bales per module, the triangular distribution that we applied accounts for those smaller modules as well as the larger ones. We used a triangular distribution with a low of 9, a high of 17, and a most likely of 15. So you're still having that 15 as your most likely, but you are accounting for those lower producing modules. So in summary, you know, our simple model that we have is very user-friendly, it's adaptable, and it's streamlined. You know, it's a great tool to have out there. And so you might wonder, you know, if this is so great, why even use ExtendSim? You know, we're not recommending that anybody go out and buy ExtendSim and try to learn how to use it and you know, make their own model and stuff. Basically, what we want to do with this is that now that we've simulated the actual conditions more accurately, we just want to improve that simple model a little bit more, and basically put out the best decision-making tool for producers and generators out there. And we want to thank everybody that helped out with this project. And I'd like to thank you for your time and attention.